Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masecha Shavuos, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Val she'im be'yidia lo b'tchil v'lo b'sof. We were discussing all these different permutations of when you knew that you were tameh. Did you know you were tameh both before the Avera and after the Avera? Only before the Avera? Only after the Avera? What about a case where you never knew you were tameh? You didn't know you were tameh before you did the Avera. You didn't know you were tameh after you did the Avera. The Avera, of course, being going into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah. So si'irei haragolim, si'irei rashi. The goats that you bring on the Yom Tovim and on Rosh Chodesh are mechaper. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda derives this from Pesukim. That's what the Bartanura. That's what the Bartanura explains over here. That this is a limud that Rabbi Yehuda has from Pesukim. How does the Bartanura say? Dichsiv b'siyah Rosh Chodesh, because by the siyah Rosh Chodesh says l'chatas l'Hashem chet she'in makir bo el Hashem. That it says l'chatas l'Hashem. So why does it say l'Hashem? To tell me that we're talking about an avera that only Hashem is aware of. You're totally unaware of the avera. So siyir zeh yehim mechaper. This siyir of Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper. So that's a case of ein b'yidia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. And siyir regalim are derived from siyir Rosh Chodesh, because we have a hekesh between the two. So that's how the Bartanura explains Rabbi Yehuda's limud. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Sirei Regalim Mechaper, Navalo Sirei Rosh Chodeshim. No, only the Sirei Regalim are Mechaper for such an Avera, not the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim. Valma Sirei Rosh Chodeshim Mechaper. What then are the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim Mechaper for? Ala Tahor Shalchlas Tameh. For a person who was Tahor, that ate food that was Tameh. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol HaSirei Mechaperas. Rav Meir says all of the seirim that are part of the Korban Musaf, Rosh Chodesh, and Regalim and Yom Kippur, they're all the same. Al Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, in that they are mechaper for Tumas Mikdash and Kedashav, meaning going into the base of Mikdash while you're tameh or eating from something that is tameh, eating from a korban that is tameh. So all of those things are covered by all of these seirim. Hay Rav Yishimon Omer, Rav Yishimon used to say seirim. The Sirei Rosh Chodesh are mechaper for a Torah person who ate carbon that is tameh. The Shal Regalim mechaper al she'im b'yidia lo b'tchil v'lo b'sof. The Sirei Regalim are mechaper for someone who had no awareness that he was tameh before he had done the avera, nor after he had done the avera of eating a carbon while he was tameh. The Shal Yom Kippur mechaper al she'im b'yidia b'tchil v'lo yesh b'yidia b'sof. And the Sirei of Yom Kippur is mechaper for a person who was unaware that he was tameh, then ate did the avera of tumah, and then going into the base of Mikdash, and but then realized afterwards that it's tamei. So Amrulo, so the Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, mahu sheyikruvu zebezeh. Can the seirim be exchanged for one another? Meaning, let's say you set aside a seir to be brought for the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and then you lost it, and you only found it after Yom Kippur. Can you just use it for Rosh Chodesh now? So Amalehem, Rabbi Shimon said, Yikrafu. They all accomplish the same thing. So sure, it's the same Kedusha. It's the same idea. So Amalehem said, Hovein Kaparasan Shava, Hei Kraven Zabazah. Well, the Kapar is not the same because they don't all accomplish the same thing. So how can they be exchangeable for one another? Because the Chum followed the sheet of Rameir that the Seirim of Yom Kippur and the Regalim and Rosh Chodeshim, are all mechaper for the same thing. So that's why they could be exchanged for one another. So they challenge Rabbi Shimon with this question of, if you hold that they're not, they don't all share the same thing, they're not all mechaper for the same thing, how can they be exchanged for one another? So Rabbi Shimon said, granted, they're not all about the same circumstance, but they're all about the same basic topic and category of Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, and therefore you can replace one seir with the other. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Amar Mishmo. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon Stam is Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. So this is not Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda quoting himself; it's Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda quoting Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Seirei Rosh Chodesh Mechaper Halatar Shalchas Atamei. The Seirei Rosh Chodesh Mar Mechaper for a Torah person who ate a korban that was tamei. Most of alehim shel regalim, the sirei regalim, have an additional koach ha-kapara, shemrechapen al ha-tar she'achal ha-tamei, they're mechaper for a tar that eats tamei korbanos, and valshein beyadiyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, and it's also mechaper for a situation where a person had no awareness that he was tamei before or after entering the Beis HaMikdash. Most of alehim shel Yom HaKippurim, and then the Yom Kippur seir is mechaper for those things, plus shein mechaper al tar shel chasatame ve'al shein beyadiyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. They're mechaper the same two things the other seir were mechaper for, and valshein beyadiyah b'tchila avol yesh beyadiyah b'sof. Yom Kippur seir is mechaper even for a situation where you didn't know beforehand that you were tamei, but you did discover afterwards that you were tamei. So Amrullah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, now she krivu zebazeh. Can you exchange one for the other? Meaning the seer that you had put aside for one of for Yom Kippur, let's say, was lost, and then you found it after Yom Kippur. Can you use it for a Shchodesh? Can you use it for a Regalim, or vice versa? Amalem hein. Shimon says, sure you can. Amalos Elchem said, im kein you shall Yom Kippur craven brashei chadashim. Well, if that's the case, then you mean to tell me that a seer that was designated for Yom Kippur could be used on Rosh Chodesh, even though the seer for Yom Kippur can accomplish so much more than the seer for Rosh Chodesh? That makes sense to me because it's still accomplishing what it was designated to accomplish. Aval heich shall rashei chadashim craven b'yom hakippurim. But the reverse doesn't make sense. If you designated a seer for Rosh Chodesh, it can only be mechaper for one thing. A seer of Yom Kippur is supposed to be mechaper for three things. So how can you redirect the seer of Rosh Chodesh to use on Yom Kippur lechaper kapara sheina shala, to be mechaper beyond its capacity? So Amar lahen, Rabbi Shimon said, kulam ban lechaper al tumas mikdash kedashav. No, they're all in the same category. They're all about tumas mikdash kedashav, and therefore it's all considered to have the same koach hakapara. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet. We said that if there's no yediyah betchila nor besof, the seer regalim seer Rosh Chodeshim are mechaper according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says the seer regalim are mechaper, but not the seer Rosh Chodeshim, because the seer Rosh Chodeshim are mechaper for dafka a tar person that eats tamei korban, and not for going into the Beis HaMikdash while you're tamei. Reb Meir says that all these seirim are mechaper for tumas mikdash kudashav. So Rabbi Shimon said the seir Rosh Chodeshim are mechaper for a Torah person that ate tamei korban, and the seir regalim are mechaper for going into the Beis HaMikdash without realizing beforehand or afterwards that you were tamei, and the seir Yom Kippur is mechaper for going into the Beis HaMikdash while you're tamei, not realizing beforehand, but realizing afterwards. So they asked him, okay, so are they exchangeable for one another? So he said, yeah. So they said, how could they be exchangeable for one another if each one accomplishes a different thing? And he said, yeah, but they're all about the same basic topic of Tumas Mikdash Kutashav. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yechai, that each one has an ascending level of Koach HaKapara, that the Seir Rosh Chodeshim can only be mechaper for a Torah person eats a carbon that's Tameh. And then Sirei Regalim accomplish that, but they also accomplish a case of Ein B'Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. The Sirei Yom Kippur is mechaper for those two things, but it also accomplishes being mechaper for a case of Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila, but Yesh B'Yediyah B'Sof. So they said, oh, so are they interchangeable for one another? So it would make sense if you're taking that which has a greater koach mechaper, like the Sirei of Yom Kippur, and use it on Regalim, Ran Rosh Chodesh, for that which needs lesser kapara, but it would shouldn't work in the other direction. See, it works in the other direction also, because they're all on the basic topic of Tumas Mikdash Ukedashav. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav.